I'm really honored to be given this title of Messenger of Peace, and to me it is more responsibility, which I was already taking, that is the fight for girls' education, raising awareness, asking world leaders to invest more in education, and I will continue to do that. But UN Messenger of Peace, this has given me even more strength, and it will keep me strong and also give me a bigger platform through which I can spread my voice for education.
What has been the biggest lesson you've learned in the years that you've been advocating and being a role model for this issue?
I have been fighting for girls' education since I was 10 or 11 in Swat Valley in Pakistan. Terrorism started and girls couldn't go to school. And I have learned so much in my 19 years of life, from seeing terrorism, extremism, to then being attacked at the age of 15, and now at a global stage fighting for girls' education. And what I have learned is that the future generation, they need education, they need quality education. And if we want to see our future bright, develop, if we want to make our lives better, we have to invest in girls' education. That is crucial. We cannot ignore it. And I just sometimes wonder, like, why have our world leaders ignored it for so long? The thing I have realized through my experience in 19 years, they haven't learned it yet in the 50, 60 plus years. So that is my message, to make sure that they realize that their investment in education can change the whole world.
And your father is here with you today, and he was very instrumental in seeing that you went to school. What can men and boys do to ensure that girls and women get an education?
So I started speaking out, but I wouldn't have been able to go forward and speak out without my father, without my parents. If there were so many other girls who also wanted to speak out, but their parents, their brothers did not allow them. So it is the role of men that is crucial at this stage, because if men stop women from speaking out, women aren't able to go forward. So it is important for men to allow women to follow their dreams, to achieve their dreams. As my father said, that you don't need to do something extra for women, just don't clip their wings and let them fly, let them go forward. So men need to come forward, be proud feminist, stand up for women. And when you empower women, when you help women, you help and you empower the whole society. There's economic benefits and there's social benefits. The benefits you see are countless.
And Malala, you've been advocating for years about this issue of girls' education, and your accomplishments are incredible. Nobel laureate and now UN Messenger of Peace, and everybody knows your story. And I think people feel like they know you, but as you mentioned, you're still 19. What do you think is one of the misconceptions that people have about you?
Often people think that I'm kind of quite big, but I'm actually very, very short and I'm very small. Like, I'm only 5 foot something, and then I wear high heels just to make myself taller, but still doesn't work. So I'm very short. And the second thing is that people often think that I would be, I don't know, very good at studies and things like that, but they don't know that I also go through very difficult time in my own school. I have exams, I also get C's and D grades, I also have to work hard, like for my college. I am not given like a admission free of any test or anything. Like, I had to go through tests, I had to get 3 A's in my final exam to go into university. So I'm going through the same things that you go through, all the students, I'm telling every one of you. So I'm quite normal. Nobel Peace Prize and Messenger of Peace and these things don't really help you much. Yeah.
And speaking of education, what's your next steps as regards your own education?
So at university level, as you call it, college in America, I want to study PPE, which is philosophy, politics and economics. And I have applied to a few universities, but it all depends on my final grades, which would come in August. Which university I go to, and I'm just working hard on that. And then after that, I'm not sure what kind of career I want to go for, but one thing I'm very sure about is that I will stay focused on girls' education through Malala Fund. I'll continue to focus on girls' secondary education and inspire and raise more young girls like me to speak out and stand with me, and so we can amplify the voices of young girls.
And Malala, speaking about continuing to inspire people, as you travel the world in your new role as the UN Messenger of Peace, how will you go about inspiring young people, particularly those in areas where they feel, you know, they have no hope, there's no point in going to school?
So as I have been doing it over the past year, I visited many countries like Lebanon and Jordan. I have met Syrian refugee girls. I have met girls in Nigeria. I'll continue to do that through this role of messenger of peace. And I will visit different countries, meet amazing and inspiring girls throughout the world, and make sure that I tell them that your voice is important. Your voice can change the world. And I spoke out in Swat Valley. And you can see that how a child's voice was more powerful than the terrorist guns. And that is what they need to realize, all children, that your voice is important for our world. And you don't need to grow up to bring change. You can bring change now.
Malala, thank you very much. Is there any final message you would like to leave with our audience?
I would just say that believe in yourself, stay confident, stay hopeful about the future. There will be bad things happening, but if you are united, if we stay together, we would be stronger. And we can make our world better, we can bring change. So let's stay positive and hopeful.